This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth, over the last couple of months, we've talked about some real estate developing companies, real estate developers and house builders, and they have just stopped building. They would go bankrupt, and the houses would be partially started. You know, maybe the foundation was partially laid, and then the construction stopped. Sometimes a house would be framed and ready to put the roof trusses in, and mount. It would just stop without the roof being installed, or without the windows, or the siding, or the doors, or the interior being finished, and just whatever the current status of the house was under construction in a building neighborhood. Or development, or just stop. Do you have any additional information? Have they resumed at all, or are those customers who borrowed funds to have houses built? Are they all stuck, or what's happening? Do you know?
They're all stuck. In fact, it's getting worse because the domino effect is taking effect, and this is going international. I'm not saying that what's happened here in Australia has caused what's been happening internationally, but it's probably the same problem. And what has happened is two of the biggest real estate developers in China, of all places, have recently gone broke. And they've got half-finished projects, half-finished cities. These people don't just build buildings or houses or suburban estates. They build cities. And there's half-finished cities sitting in the middle of the Chinese landscape because these two real estate developers, whose names are called Evergrande, that's E-V-E-R-G-R-A-N-D-E, and Country Garden, which are the two biggest real estate developers in China, have both gone broke. And it has led up. This could bring down the Chinese economy. Evergrande went down with $1.2 trillion, with a T, in debt. You heard me right, $1.2 trillion with a T in debt. And they went bankrupt. They filed for bankruptcy, Chapter 15 bankruptcy in the New York bankruptcy courts because they've got American investors. So Americans invested in this Chinese real estate developer. And they had $1.2 trillion in debts, and they couldn't make it. And they went bankrupt, filed for bankruptcy in New York City, in their bankruptcy, in your country's bankruptcy courts. And I would say that's going to have a flow-on effect into the U.S. economy when you've got a $1.2 trillion default. I would say that's not just a blip on the radar, Vincent. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And in that line of thinking, Brits, those who live in Great Britain, have been told, not millions, millions of people in Great Britain have been told not to heat their homes at night because of this net zero climate goal that Great Britain has. And so here's an interesting thing. So, and I think the King would like to consider Gwyneth Isaacs here at USA Prepares a British subject. Is that right, Gwyneth?
I was actually, you know, this was something else I wasn't considering. This was something else I was considering, and I hadn't mentioned it to you. But I was thinking I might actually be eligible for a British passport because my husband was Scottish.
Mm-hmm.
And I might put that in process.
Mm-hmm.
I might not. It just depends. But I may be eligible for a British passport. It's really, and I didn't mention anything of that to you, did I?
No.
But it's actually true.
No. What we find out...
I married a Scotsman, and he never went over to Australian citizenship. He was always Scottish.
Mm-hmm. What we find out is many of the USA Prepares instructors think the same things around the same time without communicating those thoughts to each other. It's absolutely true. It's uncanny. So, Gwyneth, millions of Brits have been advised not to heat their homes at night so that these net zero climate goals can be achieved. Now, the problem with that is they are using gas burners. And the idea is, don't you all be using, you know, gas because we want to clean up the air. However, what is not being addressed is these large yachts that take thousands and thousands and thousands of gallons of fuel to run. You know, they're not impacted. Nor are the jets, the private jets or the commercial jets. They're not impacted at all either. So this is just the little people. The little people are being told to turn off their heaters. And what they really want is to get away from gas, natural gas, and petroleum-based fuels. And the interesting thing is that the guy who... They really want the people to go toward electricity, electric appliances. There's a guy by the name of Chris Stark, and he's the Climate Change Committee head. He's this scruffy-faced guy. And I got to tell you, when I see these men that don't shave, and it looks like they haven't shaved for a couple weeks, and they let their beard stay at that length, I have trouble trusting them, because it's unkempt, at least in my world. Okay, so it's not a full beard, it's not clean shaven, but it's lazy. So this guy, Chris Stark, reportedly the Climate Change Committee head, has admitted that he uses a gas boiler because it's a difficult thing for him to get a heat pump. It's difficult for him. So y'all be using heat pumps, but he doesn't have one. Class, literally, a heat pump is a problem that you will have. A heat pump has a compressor. A heat pump, regardless of what is being touted, has a lot of moving parts. And they absolutely, positively will break, as compared to a gas burner, which typically has an ignition system or a pilot light and a gas valve and a thermostat. All very inexpensive, and they can all be replaced by the owner should he or she decide to learn a little bit about them and how they work. And for $100, you can replace the thermostat, the gas valve, and the ignition system. All of it, if you wanted to do it yourself. But a heat pump is going to fail within 10 years because of the pressurization and the depressurization of the closed system. You put pressure with the compressor on the evaporator and the condenser and the other plumbing, and eventually it fails. Or the heat pump itself fails, or the motor fails, or the capacitor fails. The capacitor absolutely will fail, and so will the compressor. So if you put all that together, if you have a heat pump, it's going to fail. And probably within 10 years. So these people are buying a temporary heating system, whereas a natural gas heating system could last generations. I can't believe how stupid people are. I just can't believe it. And these alleged experts are not experts. They're hypocrites. They know that it can't possibly work. The grid can't support it. If you want proof of that, class, here's what you do. You go look at the electrical cable that comes from the power pole into a house in Spain, or in Italy, or in England, or in Scotland, and you look at the gauge of that wire. You go, wow, that's pretty thin. Well, that pretty thin wire is not able to carry the current of a pretty thick wire. So if you want to add a heat pump to that, you probably won't have the electrical capacity in your fuse box or your circuit breaker panel to support a heat pump. Now what?
Yeah.
So do you bring new wires into the house?
I would like to mention something.
Yeah.
I would like to mention something about heat pumps just while we're on that topic, okay? Heat pumps are an Australian invention. I don't know if you knew that or not. But this ties into some key aspects of why they are what they are. For one thing, Australia is not a cold country, comparatively. We go down to our lowest zone is USDA Zone 7. Okay, so that means even right up in the mountains, it does snow up in the mountains, but we'll get, you know, maybe 6 inches or a foot of snow right up in the top of the mountain. And that's it. Heat pumps do not cope well with very long, very cold winters, because we don't have those sorts of winters here in Australia. We just don't have them. And so heat pumps in Australia actually work fairly well. And the other thing is, there's only something like 26 million people in the whole of Australia. And we have a similar grid technology to what you have in the United States, except we only have it in cities and regional towns and villages. You go outside of a small village and there's no grid in Australia. So that's how things are here, which means there's not 200 million people turning their heat pumps on. There's 20 million something, 26 million people turning on their heat pumps. So there's not the grid pressure. The climate is a lot warmer, so you don't have these brutal winters that you have in the US, in many parts of the US. And what we call a heat pump in Australia is reverse cycle air conditioning. So the heat pump is the same as the air conditioner, you just reverse the circuit, and it has a switch in the machine that reverses the circuit. It's exactly the same machine, except you switch it one way and it works as an air conditioner. You switch it the other way and it works as a heat pump. It's exactly the same machine. And I don't know if heat
pump... I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about refrigeration and heat pumps. Gwyneth, please continue.
Yeah, so you've got a low population, you've got not so cold climate, and this is where heat pumps were invented, in Australia. Oh, and by the way, many, many houses in Australia have no air conditioning. It's only really newer houses, unless you're talking about a window box unit, which is going to be a swamp cooler, probably, that have big air conditioning systems. So the sort run at like 10,000 to 30,000 watts. Only McMansions have those. And we have lots of McMansions in Australia, but there's most of the housing stock is old and has either just swamp coolers or, you know, the box type that you fit in the window air conditioners or no air conditioning. And we live with it. And our summers are brutal. You know, our summers, it's just the temperature goes up. This, I'm going to talk in Celsius. 40-degree days in Australia are really, really common, 40 Celsius days in summer through most of Australia are really, really, really common, and we call that summer. It's no big deal. There's no, you know, oh, my gosh, this is such an emergency, blah, 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 and all the rest of it, like, is generally in places like the US where it hits 35 Celsius in New York City and everybody turns on the fire hydrants and all of that. We get the film footage of that. But in Australia, 40 days, what would that be in Fahrenheit, for instance? 40 degrees Celsius.
40 degrees Celsius is 104 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, yeah, and it goes higher. Here, 45 degrees Celsius days are fairly common, and it's par for the course. And we get months and months and months of this sort of weather during the summer. But we don't get the cold winters. So, and most, a good proportion of the population has no air conditioning, but we're acclimatized to it, so we live with it. And that is especially outside of the towns, because, as I mentioned, in rural Australia, there is no grid through much of rural Australia, except for if you happen to live right in a country town or immediately outside a country town, then maybe you've got the grid. But if you live even just a few miles outside of a country town, you're going to have to generate your own electricity. So the houses have solar panels, and all of the rural properties all have massive systems. I've got 40,000 litre, that's 10,000 gallon roof catchment drinking water system for that's my domestic water supply, and that's fairly common. And when I moved on here, it had 22,500 litres, and I thought to myself immediately, that's not enough. I'm gonna get another tank. Oh, hang on. No, I think the 22,500 is the one I got. The one that was there was 17,500 litres. And I said, that's not enough. And they often don't have a pressure tank system for creating, with the tank that has air pressure to provide pressure for tap. Most rural properties in Australia have a water tower. So they pump water up into the water tower, a tank which is sitting on a tower, and flows the water through gravity pressure down through the pipes. That is the most... On a lot of older properties, that's the water.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. More than 200,000 customers without power in Florida as Hurricane Idalia slammed into the state. Governor DeSantis says they anticipate a lot of downed trees and power lines and tells Florida residents, wherever you are, hunker down and do not take anything for granted. Some people did not evacuate. Rob Herron, the public information officer for Hillsborough County, said they're ready for it.
We have doubled down our normal crew during a shift, so we have several hundred firefighters that are ready to respond from the stations.
The Biden administration announcing yesterday it's sending Ukraine $250 million in military aid to help the country's forces fight to drive out Russian troops. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
watch? Today,
God, you're take when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, I don't get a chance to do this very often. We don't have a lot of bandwidth here at the farmhouse where our studio is. And but during the bottom of the hour break, I thought I had a few minutes and the internet could recover. So I thought I'd just check and see what messages came in. And here, class, here is the difference between someone who is a student of USA Prepares and someone who is not a student. So I read to you, I paraphrased what emails were like coming in to me requesting my work. Well, here's one from, I just received this from a student on the radio, a USA Prepared student on the radio. Quote, I want you to listen to the difference between this and, please send me your notes, email. Quote, hello, Vincent. I'm a long-time listener and unfortunately could not attend your weekend seminar and cookout. My opinion is that if you requested their phone number, I would be delighted that the instructor would like the opportunity to speak with me, as he's a man of incredible knowledge, reasoning skills, and deduction. Best wishes, Brett. End quote. That is someone who obviously can communicate succinctly, clearly, efficiently. That's who we are. Brett is a superb example of a USA prepared student, as contrasted with someone who says, please send your notes. Thanks. Class, we need to return toward being polite, and we need to return toward communicating effectively and efficiently and accurately. And I blame big tech and big government for the failures of both. The public school system has destroyed the ability for young people to think. Here's the proof. Young people can't even figure out when they're in the shower or in the bathtub whether they're male or female. They can't figure it out because the public school system has destroyed their ability to understand, to think, to estimate, to discern, to reason, to ferret out the truth. It's disgraceful. The Department of Education should be abolished, disbanded. Education should be returned to the states. And therefore, if you didn't like the education in your state, you pack up and move. If you don't like your governor, you pack up and move. And pretty soon, the governors, the states would figure out whether they're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. And the governor of Florida, I think this is his quote. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I heard in the bottom of the hour news regarding the storms and the outages of electricity and the flooding, I think the governor said something like, hunker down and don't take anything for granted. Now, hunker down means, to me, you all are on your own. We can't help you. Don't take anything for granted? That sounds like, don't expect us to show up. Don't expect the Red Cross to show up. Don't expect anybody to show up. Don't expect anything from anyone. Don't take anything for granted. Don't take for granted that the electricity and the internet and cell phone service is going to come back soon. That's what that sounds like to me. Gwyneth, any comments about that?
Yeah. We need to all go back to how we lived several hundred years ago, because the modern world is going away, and it's going away at a rate of knots. And could I speak for a moment about Lily and my horse riding adventures?
Yeah, and please tell us who Lily is and what Lily did in the past, please.
Yeah. Lily is a mare, a horse, a female horse, and I own Lily. I bought her about 5 years ago, and give or take, and I started her or broke her in myself, but I did something very stupid. I did something that she wasn't ready for yet, and she threw me, and I landed on a pole, and I broke or fractured 13 bones, punctured my lung, and dislocated my hip, and ended up in the hospital for a week. And so that has been a road of recovery, and that happened in 2021. Now, I began working with her again, doing groundwork, which is teaching her lessons with a lunge rope or with a lead rope rather than in the saddle. and building our confidence, because when you have an accident like that, it really takes your confidence away. And if you don't have the confidence in the saddle, you need to do something about that. You know, you either need to build your confidence, or you need to keep doing groundwork. You need to not get in the saddle if you don't feel confident, unless you are doing, unless your idea is to build the confidence by facing your fear. And I had a friend who had a car accident a while back, and I was able to help my friend in the process of this car accident. And what happened was that it turns out that my friend was a racehorse guy, and he had 17 racehorses, and he was the one who went out to the auctions, the bloodstock auctions, bought the racehorses, decided which racehorses were going to be bought. He was somebody who would hire the trainers, hire the track workers, hire the jockeys, hire the stable hands, etc. Basically, he was the director, the captain of the ship of this racehorse operation, and he was he has a lot of family members, and a lot of his family members have a lot of money. And I'm not sure exactly how it works, but apparently he's the one who's interested in the horses. So they let him deal with that area of things. And, so he looked at Lily. And I went to him a while back and I said, could you help me with Lily? And it turned out that he was just waiting for me to come along and ask. And he's been helping me and he's been helping Lily. And yesterday we trotted just under 2 miles on the training track. He's been teaching me how to set up a training track on my land and how to maintain it. The angles of the bends, how you should maintain a work track for a horse. And it's been a whole new adventure of learning of how to train a horse and how to set up a training track. And this was it. And he knows the objective is for me to be able to ride Billy into the nearest country town and back, which is a round trip of 40 kilometres, or about 30 miles. And so that is the objective. And he's showing me how to do it, what tack to get, how to deal with various little problems and quirks that Lily had that I wasn't able to deal with. And he said, oh, yeah, that's easy to deal with. This is what you do. And he showed me, and I did it, and what do you know, it worked. And he's been working with racehorses for about 50 years. So this is it. And what goes around comes around, for good as well as for bad. What you sow, you will reap, in the positive as well as in the negative. And I'm so grateful to this guy for his help, and the fact that I can trot almost, well, it was like 0.05 miles. Underneath 2 miles. And he said, listen, if I had my horses out here, then I would hire you to be my trotting rider, because you have to have a specific track worker for trotting, because plotting the whole world all on its own. And I said, well, that would be, I had years and years and years of owning standard breads. They would not break into a canter. So you would make them G up and they would just go into a faster trot. And that was okay with me at the time. And all that would go into a pace, and so you had to learn to sit on a standard bread as it's pacing. And that is a particular set of body motions that you need to be able to do, because it's not a rising trot. You know, and if anyone wants to see what that looks like, you can go on the internet and have a look at people who ride, I forget exactly what it's called, but they ride standard breads, and they ride them at the pace, and they ride them at the trot. And these guys move, and standard breads really, really move. And so he said, you're a really good trot rider. And I said, well, that comes from years of riding standard breads. That's how I've been occupying myself, and it's involved getting the irrigation system happening again so that I've got water like it should be to the troughs and all the paddocks. And it's been expensive, and learning about supplementation, learning about stable management on a level that I hadn't learned about. And but this is it. And this is how I occupy my time. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I can see that there's coming a time when there's going to be no automobiles. This is my transport system. And I think that if there's anybody out there, I think that who has a bit of land, I think you should look into getting a horse. And if you've never owned a horse before, you should go for what's called a schoolmaster or a beginner's horse. And make sure, tax somebody who knows about horses with you. And make sure it really is a schoolmaster or a...
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Beth, you're talking about riding a horse, and there have been several television series. One was The Walking Dead. And everything stopped. You know, there's a disease, and you could get gasoline if you could find it, but everything was running out. And what happened next? If you wanted to get there, you would walk, or you would ride a horse, or you would ride in a horse-drawn wagon. Same thing with the television series Revolution. And this is an American post-apocalyptic science fiction television series. And it started in 2012, and it ran for 2 years. It was canceled by NBC. Same thing. If you wanted to get from point A to point B, you'd use horsepower. Either you'd ride a horse, or you'd be in a horse-drawn wagon. And it seems to me that we have become so dependent on petroleum fuels. We've become so dependent on electricity. We cannot live without electricity in our current model. Absolutely cannot be done. People depend on timers that are automatically set to brew their coffee so that the coffee is waiting for them, already done when they wake up in the morning. We have microwave ovens. We have meals ready to eat that are frozen, except for ready to eat, except you put them in the microwave oven. And heat them up. We have become so lazy that we don't want to do many things for ourselves. If people are hungry in the city, they call for a food delivery service to bring it to them. Because I guess they can't bear the thought of the effort that's involved in making a home-cooked meal. So it comes from a can, it comes from a jar, it comes from a bag, it comes from a freezer tray, and that's where we are today. It's disgraceful, because all of that brings with it extra trash, extra trash. Extra energy is used in preparing it. Extra energy is used in bringing it to your house because people are too lazy to cook for themselves. And then there's the trash that's a result of it. It's unbelievable, but that's where we are. So we're killing ourselves, and corporations are helping us do it faster. And then we have people in the government who are telling us green, 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 green. It's really, the answer is very simple. It's less. Use less. Be deliberate in everything you do. Make your trips count. Don't just go out for one thing and then tomorrow go out for one thing, and then the next day go out for one thing. Combine your trips. Save the fuel. Save the environment. But then again, when you watch what the people who are in charge do, they are careless, they are reckless, and they don't seem to care about the environment. But they want you to. And it's really hard. It's really hard to be a concerned person about the environment when you watch the ultra-rich abusing everything in their wake, including us. It's hard. But think about this. When they are hungry and they are starving and they don't know how to do anything other than tell us what to do, are you going to help them? Are you going to say, you know what, I remember those good old days when you used to tax us and overtax us and cheat us on your products and lie to us about the warranties? Yeah, I'm looking forward to helping you. Is that the position you're going to take? Or are you going to say, take a hike? Get out of my way. Just a rhetorical question. And what are you going to do when people come to your house and they show up at your door and the grid's down and they say, we're really hungry, we're starving, can you give us something, anything, we're starving. And so you say, I've got two cans of beans. I'll tell you what, I'll give you one. The other one I'm going to have for my family. And then you give them one and they're on their way. Do you think they're going to come back tomorrow? Do you think they're going to tell their friends, hey, there's a house over there, I got a can of beans. They might have more. You want to come with me? Let's go see. Do you think that's going to happen? Then what are you going to do? I'm not saying what you should or shouldn't do. I'm just saying, think about that. Could that happen? You can answer that for yourselves. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah. The thing is, you need to put, I know that you're heading into fall where you are. You need to put in your fall garden, and you need to put in your fall garden now. We are heading into spring, where I am. It's that delightful time of year when it's not so cold and it's not yet baking hot. So I'm going to be getting to with planting vegetables, and probably I've got about another 3 weeks. Or maybe 4 weeks at a stretch of planting fruit trees, and that's going to be it. And after that, it'll be into October. The weather will start to get warmer. The cycle of the year will start again. But I'm in agreement with you. You have to be very conservative with your food supply and just provide for you and yours. And if other people supply for themselves, that's their problem. That's just how it is. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And Florida is under siege with the
really
weather
works,
right now.
But you find that hard to believe, and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.